I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities are expected to begin recovering bodies from a mass burial site in a forest recaptured from Russian forces. It's a delicate task that President Volodymyr Zelensky said would help show the world, quote, what the Russian occupation has led to. Officials say the site contains hundreds of graves. It was discovered close to Izium after a rapid counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces retook the northeastern city and much of the Kharkiv region that broke what largely became a stalemate in the nearly seven-month war. Associated Press journalists who visited the site Thursday saw graves amid the pine trees marked with simple wooden crosses. Most were numbered. The count went into the 400s. The queue to see the Queen's coffin has been paused in London. Authorities say wait time up to 14 hours. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Thousands of people flooded onto the London streets, queuing in an orderly fashion to show respect to the Queen. Organizers had to stop new people from joining for 6 hours, as the line stretched 5 miles from Parliament to a park in South London. In the queue, Londoner Caroline Quilty said paying respects to the Queen was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I think it's a moment in history, and if I didn't come and celebrate it and see it and be part of it, I think I would really regret it.
Mourner Kim Taylor-Smith said the monarch played an important role in his life.
It was important for us to come and pay our tribute to the Queen. I mean, we've known the Queen all our life. You know, growing up with her, it's almost like having a grandmother.
King Charles will briefly stand vigil at his mother's coffin in the evening with his siblings, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew and Prince Edward. Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA News. A ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan has held for a second straight day, halting an outburst of fighting that killed more than 200 troops from both sides. The Armenian Defense Ministry said Friday the situation on the border with Azerbaijan has remained quiet since the truce took effect late Wednesday and no violations were reported. The ceasefire declaration followed 2 days of heavy fighting that marked the largest outbreak of hostilities in nearly 2 years. Armenia and Azerbaijan traded blame for the shelling, with Armenian authorities accusing of unprovoked aggression and Azerbaijani officials saying their country was responding to attacks. A veteran New York judge has been appointed to review documents seized in the FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A special master has been named. On Thursday, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon empowered Raymond Deary to serve as an independent arbiter in the investigation into classified government documents found at Mar-a-Lago in early August. She sent a November 30th deadline for his work. Deary is a former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of New York and a former chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. He served on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that authorizes wiretap applications. Although the Justice Department opposed the appointment of a special master, both the DOJ and Donald Trump's lawyers have said Deary was an acceptable choice. He'll review some 11,000 documents the FBI recovered and set aside any possibly covered by executive or attorney-client privilege or personal materials to be returned. Judge Cannon continues to block the Justice Department from using the roughly 100 documents with classified markings, saying she did not find it appropriate to accept the government's conclusions without further review by a neutral third party. Jennifer King, Washington.
Museums in New York that exhibit artworks looted by Nazis during the Holocaust are now required to let the public know about that dark history through signs or placards put on display with the stolen objects. Experts estimate at least 600,000 pieces of artwork were looted from Jewish people before and during World War II. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities are expected to begin recovering bodies from a mass burial site in a forest recaptured from Russian forces. It's a delicate task that President Volodymyr Zelensky said would help show the world, quote, what the Russian occupation has led to. Officials say the site contains hundreds of graves. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.